Hey guys, it's Vinny B. Raider Nation In the Huddle is all about giving our fans the best opportunities in life. TAT is a new product that allows smokers to enjoy the sensations of smoking with zero tobacco and zero nicotine content. Finally, a cigarette you could feel good about, similar to Raider Nation rituals of winning championships. TAT offers the beyond nicotine experience with its beyond tobacco-based material in taste, smell, touch, sight, and sound without nicotine or tobacco. TAT offers a better option to completely remove nicotine intake without compromising the smoking experience. TAT, beyond tobacco. Raider Nation, get your free pack of TAT today at TriTAT.com.
Broadcasting live from the R&R Studios in Las Vegas, Nevada, it's the premier destination for an inside look into the Las Vegas Raiders. You're in the Huddle with Vinny Bonsignor and Lincoln Kennedy, presented by Tequila Embajador.
What's up, Raider Nation? Welcome back to Raider Nation Radio, 9:20 a.m. on a... just a horrible Tuesday. There's no other way to describe it. By now, I am sure everybody's heard just the sickening news involving Henry Ruggs, a fatal DUI car accident that took the life of an innocent victim. And Henry Ruggs has been arrested and charged with DUI and a death as a result. Just a lot to sort through, a lot to unpack, a lot to wrap our heads around. You're in the Huddle with Vinny Bonsignor and Lincoln Kennedy, brought to you by Tequila Embajador. Lincoln, how are you doing, my friend?
You know what? I can honestly say I've been better.
Yes.
You know, but here's the thing, I just want to make this clear, the start of our show. There's been a ton of reaction that I've seen on social media to this incident. It's unfortunate, as you mentioned. There's no easy way of putting it, but the people that wanted to react the way that they did, talking about, well, this is the problem with the, you know, team being in Vegas, and I just want to squash that really quick. Mm-hmm. This can happen anywhere.
It has.
You know what I mean? This doesn't have to be because it's in Vegas. You know, this is one of the incidents that has arisen, from, you know, the Raiders being transplanted from Oakland to here. This could happen anywhere. This could happen in Dallas. This could happen in Chicago. This has happened, you know, San Francisco, New York, whatever. This is not a Vegas issue. This is just when you have, what's the best way of putting it, Vinny? I'm lost for words. Just, a lack of maturity and you know, right. not thinking right. You know, and I recall when I played how, because I didn't drink, we had a system in place in the National Football League back then where you could call 1-800 number, you could always get a ride. But I was one of those guys, especially with the Raiders, that, and everyone knew me, you call me any time of day. I'll reach the phone and I'll get you home or find a way to get you home if I'm not going to pick you up myself. But this is just, you know, one of those unfortunate incidents that, we've lost a life and you just have to let everything play out. But this is not a Vegas incident. This is just a maturity thing and lack of discipline and thought going into, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does, no question about it. And it's sickening on so many different levels. And obviously our hearts and prayers and thoughts go out to the victim of what happened early Tuesday morning. It's just unfathomable. I lost a brother in a car accident. And I understand what that feels like. And it's not good. And a life was lost. And it's just... unbearable on so many different levels. And nobody is condoning anything that Henry Ruggs allegedly did. We all understand that. There's consequences, and it's something that on some level he's going to have to deal with for the rest of his life. But you also can't lose sight of the fact that he's a 22-year-old kid at the, you know, just sitting at the doorstep of his life, and now that could be altered forever on, you know, and maybe, you know, the football part of it, we don't know if he's played his last down, if he'll ever play football again. That's all up in the air right now, because we don't know any of the answers to where this is going to all ultimately lead. But there's, you know, you can't lose sight of that as well. I know that he was allegedly responsible for all this, and you know, to the extent that he was responsible, he'll pay a dear price on so many different levels, Lincoln. But from across the board, this is just a terrible situation for anybody to be in, including a 22-year-old Henry Ruggs, who had his whole life, you know, and goals and objectives ahead of him. It was all coming together for him, and now that's all up in the air, Lincoln.
No doubt. And it's unfortunate that some of these lessons have to come, you know, with a, you know, high price to pay. We have to wait and see how the legalities fill themselves out. But the truth of the matter is that this is a young man who had a poor decision, and it's probably going to affect him one way or the other for the rest of his life.
Yeah, and you know, through age comes some wisdom and the ability to be able to, you know, separate some things. And saying that doesn't take away, you know, the real tragedy here, and that's a loss of life.
Certainly.
We're not diminishing that in any way, shape, or form at all. And again, all of our hearts and thoughts, I've been thinking about it all day. I woke up to some speculation very, very early on this morning, and understood who was involved and what potentially happened. Didn't know all the details, who was, you know, who didn't survive, all of those things. And it takes a little while, obviously, to get all that sorted out. But it's been heavy on our minds all day, and that's for everybody that's involved. And you know, we're here to talk to fans if they want to express their thoughts or if they have any questions. You know, I know that, you know, I've been on a few radio shows already today, throughout, you know, specifically in Los Angeles. And you know, it's a delicate situation, because you know, you can't, from a football standpoint, you can't just gloss over that part of it either. The Raiders, this is a business to win football games. Yeah. They're in the middle of a season, and a very promising season at that. And you get into that whole, you know, when is it too soon or not too soon or whatever appropriate to start thinking about the next game against the New York Giants and how they're going to, you know, replace somebody that was a very big part of their offense.
Certainly.
You know, nothing gets stopped here, Lincoln. Yeah. There's no pause button. There's no cancellations. The Raiders, from a practical standpoint, in addition to everything else that they're dealing with, have to start looking at that starting tomorrow when they get back to work on Wednesday at the practice facility.
Yeah, life happens. There's no doubt about it. It doesn't stop. And we often lose sight that what we cover, what we enjoy viewing and talking about, is just a game.
Yeah,
life happens. You know what I mean? And it affects everyone in every different way. We cannot lose sight of the preciousness of that going on, whether it's people coming into the world or, you know, unfortunately in this instance, people losing their life. There's no way that you can lose sight of that. But at the same point, you have to deal with it. And when you talk about the other members of that team, the coaching staff, that organization, everyone needs to push forward. You cannot allow these interruptions or these things that happen during life to affect what you do, because let's face it, life goes on. And I'm not trying to put that in any ill manner. It is what it is.
You know, and Lincoln, in my own experiences, you know, losing a loved one just completely abruptly. I'm sitting there one day and get a call from a hospital in the middle of the afternoon saying to come down to the hospital because your brother's been in a car accident, you know, and go to the hospital to find out what had happened. Not even thinking one time on my way from home to the hospital that it was that, right?
Right.
I thought, okay, broken leg, you know, something along those lines. But the finality of it, you know, hits you right when you walk in. But for my own experiences on that, Lincoln, is that you're right. Life doesn't stop. it didn't stop for me. I couldn't just put my life on pause. It's just, it's not the way, unfortunately, sometimes life works. And, you know, that was for me losing, you know, my big brother right there, you know, in the blink of an eye. And so what we do a radio show on the Raiders, we have to deal with, you know, the horrific reality of this story of what happened, what we woke up to. But also we have to talk about the moving on, because moving on, it doesn't stop, Lincoln. Right. It there's, like I said, there's no pause button, and there's no real right or wrong way to do it. And thinking about moving on from it doesn't make anybody a bad person or less caring or anything like that, because there's just no other way to operate other than slowly but surely you have to move on.
Yeah.
And that football team has to do that. And it's going to be a tough chore for that football team.
It's going to be, it really is. It's one of those unfortunate distractions that happen that, you know, there's no way of, you know, putting it lightly. When you lose, you know, someone loses a life, it's definitely going to be a distraction. And this team has already dealt with so many distractions. But it's one of those things where you have to try to put behind you and move forward. And it'll be interesting to see the way they handle it, because, you know, going back to New York this week, playing against the Giants, look, I think we all know, honestly, this is a team they should beat. But this is also a place that hasn't necessarily been, you know, favorable or fortunate for the team the last couple of years of going back to New York and playing, whether it's the Jets or the Giants. It hasn't been easy. So, and there are no easy wins in the National Football League. Let me point that out as well. So, I'm hoping that they can overcome the distraction and put it behind them and put their best foot forward, because there's still a lot of football that needs to be played.
We're going to go out to the Raider Nation listener line. Michael is on the line. How you doing, Michael?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
Doing okay.
Coming from, like, a long-time Raider fan and big-time, you know, supporter of Ruggs, this is sort of rough news, especially, like, hearing it on Twitter. As a Raiders fan, your first thought, of course, is, like, someone, like, I remember... This reminded me of, I remember I heard that DeAndre Swift, everyone thought he killed some people or something like that on Twitter. It was like fake. I thought it was a fake report. And then as the story went on, that reality set in. And I just want to send my thoughts and prayers out to all the families involved, of course. And it's just crazy how quickly stuff can turn in the NFL, you know? Put some comments out there.
Yeah, no, without question, you know, and no day is promised to any of us. And, you know, Henry Ruggs was having a good time last night. I saw on Snapchat he was over at Top Golf here in Las Vegas having fun with some friends. And now his life has been turned upside down, and there's somebody that died in the process. It's just, you can't even fathom. It's just so... it's too much to digest, really. And, you know, we're just trying to get through it. That's it. That's the only thing that, you know, we can do. We have a radio show to do. There's a lot that's going on. There's a lot to think about. There's 50, you know, two other players in that locker room who had Lincoln, frankly, as much as they love Henry Ruggs, and they do, he was one of the most beloved players on that team. They had nothing to do with it. And they have, you know, they have a football game to worry about, in addition to thinking about the victim and thinking about their friend Henry Ruggs. But from their perspective, they had nothing to do with any of this that happened. They have a football game to worry about. And, you know, you've been through some situations. We all have. But you're the professional athlete in this, you know, on this radio show.
Right.
I'm not so sure how you do it, but if you can explain, like, what might be going through some of these guys' heads right now.
You know what? There really isn't. It depends on your friendship with Henry. It depends on the level of that friendship, how close you are to him. There's really nothing that you can do that can, you know, the amount of emotions going into. I can't even fathom. I've never experienced the loss of life at you know. at my doing. You know what I mean? It's not, I've never taken anyone's life. So I can't imagine what's going through Henry's mind right now or what's in his heart. You know, you think about it, Vinny, it's an unfortunate incident that you wish you can do over or take back. But, I mean, I was thinking about it from this morning. I was invited to that event at Topgolf last night.
Wow.
You know what I mean? I couldn't be there because I live in Phoenix, but I was invited. I know that it was a sponsored event. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, you think about, well, if I was there, if I could have seen and maybe, you know, done something. You know, these things that go through your
right.
mind. But you can't really fathom where, I mean, I can't fathom what's going on in Henry's mind right now or what's going on in the rest of those lockers and that team. Because it depends on how close they are. You know, if that makes sense.
It does.
It's one of those things. It's really unfortunate.
Back out to the Raider Nation listener line. Tommy is on the line. How you doing, Tommy? Tommy, are you with us?
No, he is not.
Okay. Back out to the listener line. Chris wants to talk about the Raiders. How you doing, Chris?
Hey, is this me? Are you on? Is this me?
That is you.
That's you.
Chris?
All right. Hey, listen. Am I talking to Lincoln Kennedy? Is he there right now?
I'm here. What's up?
Link, I'm a Raider fan for 30-plus years. I want to say thank you to you for your time with our great team, man. I think it was great. It was a pleasure to watch you.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely. I got to shed some light on this day. This day has been terrible. I got to say, man, I saw that news today, and I actually got a couple of questions. What the heck happened? Where was Henry? What was he doing? There's so much information out there that I can't sift through. What's going on here? Where was he?
He was the last social media post that he posted last night. He was at Topgolf, which is a kind of a driving range / you know, restaurant bar, kind of a cool place here in Las Vegas, and he was there with some friends. It sounds like Lincoln said that there was an event that was going on there at Topgolf, and you know, after that, you know, we don't have complete track of where he may have gone, but what we do know is that an accident occurred here in Las Vegas right around, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning in that area, and Henry was driving a car that was involved or was in a car driving a car, I guess. Some of those details are still to be determined, but there was a crash, there was somebody in another car who got hit from behind. That car, you know, apparently goes up in flames, and there was a person in that car who perished. And that's really all we know. Henry was taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. He was subsequently booked here in Las Vegas on DUI charges with, you know, a death associated with that. From what I understand, his first official court hearing will be tomorrow at 9 a.m. And that's literally all we know. Did you have a follow-up question to that?
Sam, actually, I just wanted to say, you know, thoughts and prayers to the family of the victim, also to Henry Ruggs. It's a terrible shame that a man that young with so much potential is in a situation like this. And not to downplay that at all, but can you believe the season we've had? Gruden had to go. This is happening. There's so much. It's a hard time to be a Raider fan, even though we're 5-2, fellas?
Yeah.
The Raiders are 5-2, and it's been a trying last 4 or 5 weeks, you know, without question. And these things, Lincoln, they hit like lightning bolts. They just come out of nowhere. And, you know, I know that I'm always cognizant of, you know, the bye week. And, you know, we always asked the coach, in this case, Rich Bisaccia, you know, what's your message to the team? And I'm going to paraphrase, but I remember him saying something in the extent of, be careful, you know, be careful. And because of, these are the type of things that, you know, unfortunately, you know, when players have a little bit of free time and they're young players, and bad decisions can occur. And it looks like this is a case of exactly that. And you wake up, I'm sure, as I've talked to enough coaches, that they wake up every morning just bracing for some kind of lightning bolt when the players are away.
Yeah.
Right?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. I mean, it's one of those unfortunate incidents that, you know, and we were talking about it last week when you told me that, you know, Bisaccia gave him a week off. I'm like, whoa, a whole week? You know,
right.
But I'm not trying to, you know, it's not a laughing matter. Again, we're not losing sight of the fact that there was a person who lost their life there. But in the instance where, you know, I've been around athletics more than half my life. I've seen a lot of unfortunate incidents, experienced a lot, and loss, you know, I can't even begin to put in words the type of experiences that have happened. But I will say this, is that it's unfortunate, and I'm hoping that, you know, for the family's sake, who lost one of their loved ones, can recover, as well as Henry Ruggs, because he is a young man. He's got a whole lot of life in front of him, so I'm hoping that and I don't know how you can possibly, you know, put in words, Vinny, and it can come out on a better terms. But I'm hoping that I'm wishing, you know, the type of recovery for it, and Godspeed for everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. You're on the Huddle with Vinny Bonsignore and Lincoln Kennedy, brought to you by Tequila Embajador, Raider Nation Radio, 9:20 a.m. on a Tuesday.
Interact with the show. Text Vinny and Lincoln on the Sam and Ash text line at 69187 or tweet them at Vinny Bonsignore and at LKennedy72. This is In the Huddle with Vinny Bonsignore and Lincoln Kennedy on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM.
Back out to the Raider Nation listener line on a difficult Tuesday. We're here to hear your questions and thoughts, and if you feel like there's anything to get off your chest, we're here for you. But my reminder to everybody, please do it responsibly. You understand, we all understand, there's a victim, a real victim in this case, and we're not going to lose sight of that. Obviously, there's football questions to be answered. They're not stopping the season for the Raiders in spite of, you know, what's happened. So they got to get it figured out and go play an important game on Sunday. And we're you know, obviously aware of that. So if there's something that you need to get off your chest or feelings that you want to express, we are literally here for you. But let's all do it in a responsible way. Jay is up next on the Raider Nation listener line. How you doing, Jay?
What's up, Vinny? How you doing?
Doing okay.
Link, you too.
I'm a good man.
Yes, sir. It was just I was going back and forth with people today, and it's unfortunate because with Gruden and Ruggs, like, you know, I feel bad for the victim's family and Ruggs as well. But Gruden, Ruggs, all this stuff is self-inflicted. Like, Gruden, you didn't have to say those things in an email. That hurt us. Now Ruggs, like, who was winning? Like, nobody didn't say, hey, bro, you can't drive tonight. Like, was he by himself? Like, these things are, like, self-inflicted, and that's what hurts the most, because these things could have been prevented, and it didn't have to happen, you know, the way it happened. And it's just unfortunate all the way around.
Yep, it is. And, you know, it's, you know, there's also when you're talking about, you know, responsibility to yourself, to others, to people that also drive on the streets that you drive on, there's that responsibility. Lincoln, there's, you know, from a football perspective, there's a responsibility to your teammates too. Like I said, what's Rich Bisaccia? What does every coach say to you before the bye week or before, after a game, when they know that there's going to be a couple of days off? What is it? It's be responsible.
Yeah. Yeah. Be responsible. And, you know, look, I can never and will never excuse driving while impaired. I've been adamant all the years that I played, Vinny, all the years that I've been in this media, I do not condone, I do not excuse it in any way. If you had, and I don't care how many drinks you've had or, right, or what type of impairment, you don't need to drive. There are too many other ways. Even before Uber and Lyft was created, the NFL had a 1-800 line that you could get a ride in any city. Any city, any major city, you could get a ride, and it wouldn't cost the player a thing. It just call the number, say, "Look, I need a ride home," and they would send somebody for you. But you're also talking about the players who have the means, or people who have the means. There's no excuse for it. And I don't know who was with Henry at this event. I don't know who saw him, who could have dared step in. But there was never a time in my life where I said, you know what, we can't get you home, or we can't. There's a better way. You know what I mean? So I can't excuse it in any way.
Yeah, and you know the thing about that is it's stressed and reiterated and explained over and over and over again. And, you know, and unfortunately, sometimes it just goes in one ear and out the other. We all mm-hmm. kind of think we're invincible, especially yeah, exactly sometimes right. at that age. Oh, it's not going to happen to me. Oh, I can handle it. Oh, I'll be fine. But it's just one split second that can, you know, that proves completely otherwise. So, yeah. You know, and it's just it's there and it's available at a text. It's a text and a phone call away. That kind of assistance. And you know, there's not much more to say. You know, at this point, I think it's Chris is next up, Damon.
Oh no, we got Lewis up next.
Okay, going back out to the Raider Nation listener line. Lewis is on the line. How you doing, Lewis?
Guys, yeah, you know, I feel just absolutely terrible. I mean, for this lady, I don't know if she was coming home from work, if she was going to work. I don't know what the story is, but I would assume she was stopped, and just to go up in flames is just awful. But my biggest issue with all of this is, and I don't want to say it, but it's the media. I really hate hearing, well, he was a young man. He made a bad decision. You know what? This is not 1968, not 1988, or even 1998. This is the year 2021. We're in Las Vegas. There's Uber. There's Lyft. There's cabs. If he would have just picked up a phone to call any limo company and said, this is Henry Ruggs, it would take hours for that limo to get to me. But for him, it would have been there within the matter of minutes. It wasn't a poor... It wasn't youth. It was stupidity at its finest from my point of view. Also, let's not forget, he's a celebrity. So laws don't apply to celebrities the way that they apply to the regular public. Because if they did, Alec Baldwin would be behind bars.
Well, I'm not quite sure about that. There's also, you know, the legal system has its course and it takes its course. And I don't think, I don't necessarily agree that in those conditions on a movie set that, you know, an actor or anybody for that matter would be immediately thrown behind bars. There's an investigation that has to has to unfold, period. I don't agree with that, Lewis. Back out to the Raider Nation listener line. David is on the line. How you doing, David? David, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, no, I'm sorry. This fellow stole a lot of my thunder. But, you know, what you said, that if it was an actor or someone, they would probably be put in jail or immediately. There are a lot of times when these celebrities, they get these slick lawyers and they get them out of the problem. I remember a few years ago, someone for the Rams killed a guy or a lady with three kids. And he was playing the next year or the next game or something like that. So don't say.
All right, guys, you guys are killing me. Yeah, I'm sorry. Bad choice of words.
It wasn't. Yeah,
you guys are doing the worst. You guys are doing the most, and I'm gonna cut it off. I can't. I can't take it.
We got you, Damon. We got you. And I understand. Like I was trying to explain earlier, and I'm completely with you. Let's do this responsibly, and don't just go and off the cuff and saying that certain people would be in jail right now. That's not how our system works. And you know, if you're paying attention on a daily basis, you will see that he's going. You know, Henry Ruggs was booked today. We'll see if he's out on bail or whatever the case might be. He's got a court hearing Tomorrow he will go through every step of the way, just like anybody else in this world that would be in a similar situation. So let's stop with all the, oh, it's a celebrity and the slick. We don't even know where this is all headed. We don't know where the Alec Baldwin investigation is headed. You have to have some patience and allow an investigation to unfold. That's the way things work. So right now the focus needs to be on digesting what happened, understanding there's a victim involved. And from the Raiders perspective, like it, hate it, whatever however you want to categorize it, the Raiders still have to go play a football game. Their life, 52 other players' lives, football professional lives, move on unabated, starting tomorrow and, culminating on Sunday with the game. And then the whole process restarts again the week after. I think, what is it, the Kansas City Chiefs coming in here pretty soon?
I think that's right, yeah.
You have to look at the schedule, so nothing stops for them. As difficult as this is for them to digest, it's a friend of theirs. They still have to go play football games, and we're here to try to make sense of it all and try to put it all in perspective from a football perspective. And I got a job to do, and so I'm going to do it. But at some point, the Raiders got to figure out a replacement for Henry Ruggs. I wrote about it today. First up would be obviously Zay Jones. To fill that void, but keep an eye on DeSean Jackson. He was released by the Rams today. That'll be official tomorrow, and on Thursday, whether he's picked up on waivers or signed as a free agent, that'll kind of all come to a head, and we'll get your thoughts on that, Lincoln, when we come back. Also, Ed Graney, the great columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, will be in with us next to kind of put in perspective everything that's happened today.
You're listening to Raider Nation Radio 920 AM. Now back to your hosts, Vinny Bonsignor and Lincoln Kennedy.
I'm going to go right back out to the Raider Nation guest line and welcome in a good friend of mine, Ed Graney, my colleague over at the Las Vegas Review-Journal. You could read all of his great columns at the Las Vegas Review-Journal, but one of the easier ways to do it is just download our app, Vegas Nation, or go to VegasNation.com. Ed's work is there. And Ed, first of all, welcome to the show. I know it's a trying day without question. And I know we were texting super early this morning and kind of woke up to the same reports and the same kind of speculation. And I just had an ominous feeling almost from the moment some of the dots were being provided and you hear who's involved and what might have happened. It's just kind of an ominous feeling this morning. Did you experience the same thing?
Yeah. Well, first, because you have to be real careful. We were on the show this morning in the press box, and some kind of nuggets come out that there might have been a crash, and then, there might have been a crash in Los Angeles, there might have been a crash involving a Raider, and we didn't know, there might have been a fatality. So you and I both know in our business, I mean, that's certainly not enough to go with anything or to say anything to anyone. We were on the show, and that started coming in about 9 a.m. with an hour left in the show, and we went the whole show, and we said, look, we can't say anything yet. We don't know anything yet. And you and I are going back through Slack as more and more information came out. And when it did, and when it was confirmed, and you confirmed it for the paper, it was a horrible story. I know that we just reported a little while ago that the female victim is 23 years old, which is tragic beyond means, no matter how old the person is. But she's obviously a young woman, prime of her life at 23 and taken away. Henry Ruggs is 22. His life will never be the same. So it was a horrible day all the way around.
I don't even know where to start in a lot of ways because there's so many different levels to this. You just mentioned a 23-year-old life taken away in the blink of an eye. You mentioned Henry Ruggs, 22 years old, with his whole life, and everything was kind of coming into the picture frame. For him, that's changed forever. We don't know if he'll ever play football again. I mean, that's just the long and short of it. The Raiders have a football game to play on Sunday, and you can't overlook that, and neither can they. There's 52 other guys in that building that, have worked hard to get to this point, and now they have to sort of, make sense of their feelings for everything that happened, but then also carry on with their professional lives. That's difficult. I mean, where do you fall on all of this?
Well, I mean, I think as I and I wrote for the column. I mean, it was just my, you know, first thought is I just fall on the side of the victim. We don't know everything, and often, you know, we know what he's going to be charged with, DUI and result of death. And often, as the investigations, you know, as well as anyone, happen, different things come out. We've yet to know how impaired he reportedly was. We have yet to know anything really about her other than she was 23. So you kind of still have to pause here before the entire investigation is done and we know all the facts. But I just keep coming back to her. I just keep coming back to a 23-year-old woman whose life was taken from her when someone was driving, obviously, recklessly at a high-speed chase or a high speed. If you saw the pictures, it's pretty apparent what happened in terms of his car striking her from behind at a very, very high rate of speed. You don't do that kind of damage going slow or at the speed limit. You just don't. So football will take care of itself for the Raiders. They'll travel to New York, and like you said, they were off today. Probably gives them at least 24 hours, like you said, Vinny, to get their thoughts and emotions in order. But then they practice tomorrow, and it's not, you know, it's not, I don't want to say it's the cruel way of football, because football really should have no part in this at this point. But, you know, they have a job to do, and you go back and you practice tomorrow and you practice Thursday. And I assume on an East Coast trip, they might leave Friday, and you do your walkthrough and you go play your game. And you have a lot of emotions and thoughts to it. And this team has been through a lot of emotions and thoughts. Now, I'm not going to ever come close to comparing what happened with John Gruden to this, but it just seems like one after the other, this team, you know, is dealing with these things, and you're going to have to get through it. You know, it's a horrible, horrible part of life what happened today, but they've got to show up Sunday and then try to play a football game. That's what they're paid to do, and that's their job.
Talking to Ed Graney from the Las Vegas Review Journal. He's a great columnist, with award-winning columnist with the Review Journal. You know, this always starts the conversation, and Lincoln touched on it a little bit earlier. And, you know, you get this on social media. Oh, see, the Raiders moved to Las Vegas. This is what happens when you move to Las Vegas. I contend that, unfortunately, these things happen in all 50 states of our country, in every city in our country, across the world, for that matter. I don't believe, not for one second, Ed, that this is a Las Vegas situation.
No, that I've got to be honest with you. I think if anyone says that, that's an ignorant take. He made a choice. It was not a mistake. He made a choice. He could have made that choice anywhere in America, because other people make those choices everywhere in America. These crashes happen everywhere. Sadly, they do. I don't think Vegas has anything to do with this. You know, I, as I wrote, I would hope, and again, I'm not trying to distinguish wealthy against non-wealthy, but I would hope that more and more people with the means might pause, and if you know you're going out, you know you're going to be drinking or whatever, if you have the means, you have someone else hold the keys. I know a lot of athletes do that. They don't want to put themselves in that position. Again, I don't know Henry Ruggs personally, as my fire alarm goes off in the background. Sorry about that. We're not burning down the house. It just sounds that way. I don't know Henry Ruggs well enough to know if he ever thought about that. But when these things happen, that's one thing that always comes into my mind, is why, you know, they don't do more of that. But you're exactly right about Las Vegas. Las Vegas has, in my mind, nothing to do with this. This was a person who made a choice, a horrible choice, and now we'll see going forward how he has to pay for it.
Absolutely. Talking to Ed Graney, the columnist for the Las Vegas Review Journal. You can find his work over at the Vegas Nation app, or just go to the computer, VegasNation.com. Lincoln, you know, I'm going to put yourself in, you know, Mike Mayock's shoes and Rich Bisaccia's shoes and Greg Olsen's shoes, the offensive coordinator with the Raiders. You know, this is news that they woke up to, you know, and had to process themselves. But, I mean, and you know, as you mentioned, football is the least of everybody's concerns right now. But at the same time, that is the job. And they have a lot to play for this year. And as we mentioned, there's a bunch of guys that are on that team that really had nothing to do with any of this. And their goals and objectives should not be, you know, not necessarily diminished, but they have a lot to play for. And it's on Mike Mayock, and it's on, you know, Rich Bisaccia, and it's on Greg Olsen to put them in the best possible position to succeed. And one of the ways that they can is to find a replacement for Henry Ruggs. How difficult is that going to be?
Well, I mean, you know better than anyone who's on the waiver wire, and there are some big time names out there. But it's also, look, I mean, you're exactly right. He's the one who had something to do with this, and he's going to have to face the charges. And I know he's already retained counsel, so he's going to have to go forward in the legal system. But, you know, on Sunday, you know, for lack of a better word, it's an opportunity for others. You know, and they do have guys on that team who, you know, people have waited to break out. They've broken out at some this year, but you know, I think you have to look internally first, especially for this week. I mean, even if you get someone off the wire or you claim someone, you know, would that person even be ready for Sunday? I suppose, you know, ready is a relative term and how ready, but at least this week, you got to look internally and hope others step up. But Vinny, you're exactly right. They have a game to play, and Bisaccia has a game to prepare for, and Mayock, his job is now to look at the roster. He's obviously not going to be on the roster, so you've got to look to ways in terms of how you're going to replace him. But they have to show up on Sunday, and I think having a day off today, you said it best, perhaps allowed them a moment to get their feelings and emotions in order. I mean, I think if this happens a day before a game, you know, it's much worse in terms of trying to do that. So I will be interested. I know you'll be there tomorrow when Derek Carr and others speak on this, because obviously they're going to have to come out and speak on this at their press conferences. I'll be interested in what they say, but I think it will be a theme of very sad for the victim. For her family and for the loss of her life, but when it comes to that team, they've got to get ready for Sunday and move forward. And what they will say about Henry, I have no idea. But I do think you'll see a message of, hey, you have to rally the troops now and get ready for Sunday, because that's their job to do.
Ed, you mentioned the waiver wire, and there's a prominent player that is being put on waivers officially tomorrow. His name is DeSean Jackson, and he mm-hmm. plays for the Los Angeles Rams. My sources had indicated that there was, you know, to back up 1 second, DeSean Jackson expressed some displeasure in how he was being used in Los Angeles. He almost appeared almost like a luxury more than a need,
right?
At a certain point of this season, and he goes to Sean McVay and expresses, you know, displeasure in how he's being used, and they mutually agreed, okay, you're free to go find a home elsewhere via a trade. That didn't work out, from what I'm told. A lot of teams kind of understood that the Rams were going to put him on waivers anyway. Why give up anything of significance if he's going to be eventually on the open market here pretty soon? Automatically, you look at DeSean Jackson, what he brings to the table, the speed, the breakaway speed, the deep ball threat. That's what they lost in Henry Ruggs today. Where do you fall on the potential of DeSean Jackson, who I am told has some interest in the Raiders and vice versa, eventually wearing a Raider uniform?
Well, I think just because of his, like you said, his speed and skill, you have to look at it now that with what happened with Ruggs. He's the kind of guy who's a vet who I guess you could pick up and play him on Sunday, give him some sense of what you're doing offensively, and then maybe 2-3 weeks down the road, he's obviously much more comfortable. I'd be shocked if there wasn't at least an interest on both sides. I don't think DeSean Jackson wants to come to a team based on what happened today. I mean, I don't think that has anything to do with it, but he wants to play and he wants to go somewhere where there's a play, and now there's a need. So I would think Mike Mayock would have an interest there, and to fill a need that is not going to be filled with Henry Ruggs, we know that. I wouldn't be shocked. I mean, you know the waiver wire much better than I do in terms of who's claimed off it and where he would go. But I would think that the Raiders would have, you know, at least a majority of interest in him right now to try to get him in here.
Yep, absolutely. And we'll see where it all goes. It's a lot to digest today. It was a kind of a sickening day on all levels. Ed, thanks for coming on board on short notice to try to put things in perspective, if that's even possible, to be honest with you.
It's hard to do.
A great job. Yep. Exactly.
Thank you,
thank you, my friend. I will see you in New York this weekend when the Raiders go to New York to go play the New York Giants. That's Ed Graney from the Las Vegas Review Journal. You're in the huddle with Vinny Bonsignor, brought to you by Tequila and Bajador, Raider Nation Radio, 9:20 a.m. on a Tuesday.
You're listening to Raider Nation Radio, 9:20 a.m. Now back to your hosts, Vinny Bonsignor and Lincoln Kennedy.
Just a really tough day here in Las Vegas. Lincoln, we're trying to put it into perspective. We're trying to make, you know, sense of it all. Not that you can, But it's, you know, we've all dealt with tragedy. This was a tragedy beyond description. A 23-year-old woman lost her life early this morning in Las Vegas. Henry Ruggs, allegedly, and has been charged in this case with driving, you know, under the influence, causing a death. It's just almost too much to process right now, Lincoln.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. It's a lot. You know, here we are. I woke up this morning before I saw the news and was thinking about, okay, Tuesday we get back into the action, prepare for, you know, the upcoming week against the Giants, and then this, you know, hit hard. So it's tough. It's a tough one.
Yeah, and so, you know, we're going to take a break here real quick and come back with my good friend Mick Akers, also from the Las Vegas Review-Journal. He's been on top of the story since the wee small hours of the morning. But Lincoln, you know, in that locker room tomorrow, you know, can you maybe even try to paint a picture of what that might be like?
No. No, honestly, I can't. I've dealt with a lot of stuff in my time, Vinny, and I'm not trying to make light of the situation. It's I don't – when you think about the recent circumstances over the last, let's say, month dealing with this team, no, I can't put into words what you do, how you come back from a Wednesday, how it's supposed to be a typical work day. How do you bounce back from this after being off for a week and you come back to this?
Yeah, I mean, it's just you know, I was just thinking on Saturday, I ran into Derek Carr over at a local restaurant, you know, having breakfast with his wife and you know, youngest, Brooklyn, I think her name is. And, you know, it was like one of those, Vinny, you know, I see him and we shake hands. He introduced me to his wife. You know, it was great. You know, he's enjoying his off time, you know, with his family. All right, I'll see you next week, you know, when practice, you know, and then. Next time I see him, it's going to be, you know, with this hanging over his hanging over everybody's head. And Lincoln, you know, Derek kind of took the reins after everything that happened to John Gruden. And, you know, we're not comparing these two situations because they're completely different. But he's probably going to be asked to take the reins again in this latest situation. And, you know, I don't even know. Like you're right, because in locker rooms that I've been in, it's not like, you know, there's a lot. There is small talk. There is chit chat. But, you know, like those personal kind of conversations that a situation like this warrants, I'm not so sure that those even are, you know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. Well, I mean, look, you know, when the Gruden stuff came out, he was like, you know, I love the guy, I hate the words. You know, you try to downplay it. You try to put that in perspective and how you want to move on. And then they went out and they played a good game in Denver. You know what I mean? And took care of business. That squashed a lot of it. They followed it up by a good game in Philadelphia. Now you've got one of your big playmakers. And we don't know what the future holds, but you've got one of your big playmakers that are in question. And how do you overcome that? And again, because you know this and you have to do this, those questions are going to come out tomorrow to the captains, to the leaders of this team. How do you put this in perspective? And I wish that I had answers, because I don't know how you respond to this. Well, you know, you let the legal system take care of itself and all the other normal jargon. But, you know, the truth of the matter is that it's one of your brothers. It's a teammate. You know what I mean? And who knows how this is affecting Henry, first and foremost.
Yeah.
For him to put it behind him, but for the rest of the team to try to rally behind him and support him. I mean, you know what I mean? It's awkward. It's just really awkward. It's uncomfortable with me, you know, fathoming, speculating about it, because it really is. It's unfortunate.
It is. And there's, you know, there could be some heavy conversations. Guys could just say, hey, you know, let's just focus on work right now, and there'll be time to talk things through. I mean, there's no right or wrong way to do it. And again, and I have to stress this, there's a bunch of guys on that football team that had nothing to do with any of this, you know. Just like if you're a coworker, you know, if your coworker did something along these lines, you know, when you come to work the next day, your work doesn't stop. You still have to get paid for what you do, right? You still have to do what you do in order to get paid. We've all kind of been in situations like that before to some extent, and you can't blame, just like nobody blames you or anybody that's listening right now for getting back onto their lives. They had nothing to do with this. And You have your life to live and your family to feed and all of those type of things. Because sometimes I just feel like there's like, oh, it's too soon for the Raiders to get on there and to start playing football again. Well, I don't believe that at all. They had nothing to do with this.
Right.
You know, and they have every right to go live their lives. I mean, with a heavy heart, no doubt about it. And giving all respects and condolences to the victim involved. But, you know, it's just a very, like you said, kind of an awkward situation, especially that it's in the public eye. You're in the huddle with Vinny Bonsignore and Lincoln Kennedy, brought to you by Tequila and Bajador. When we get back, Mick Akers from the Las Vegas Review-Journal will join us, and he's been on the story from early this morning. Raider Nation Radio, 9:20 a.m. on a Tuesday. Hey guys, it's Vinny B. Raider Nation In the Huddle is all about giving our fans the best opportunities in life. TAT is a new product that allows smokers to enjoy the sensations of smoking with zero tobacco and zero nicotine content. Finally, a cigarette you could feel good about, similar to Raider Nation rituals of winning championships. TAT offers the Beyond Nicotine experience with its Beyond Tobacco-based material in taste, smell, touch, sight, and sound without nicotine or tobacco. TAT offers a better option to completely remove nicotine intake without compromising the smoking experience. TAT, Beyond Tobacco. Raider Nation, get your free pack of TAT today at TriTAT.com.